This is KCUR. While the broader battle over a tax plan in the Kansas legislature continues, a few nights ago, the state Senate did manage to slip in a last-minute provision that makes it a lot easier for private and religious school scholarships in the state to obtain tax credits. KCUR's Sam Zeff looks at the policy and politics behind the program.
The mission of the legislation is laudable: provide scholarships to at-risk kids to go to private or parochial schools. But here's the catch. People or corporations receive a tax credit for providing the scholarship money up to $10 million a year. Mark Tallman with the Kansas Association of School Boards says this is using public money to, in a roundabout way, pay for private school. Ann Worsey says there's no way to know if the money is being well spent because private and religious schools don't have the reporting requirements of public schools.
It's creating an opportunity to in effect, go get funds that are created by public action without the kind of accountability that we require for every other public dollar in our education system.
I know that's a talking point that people who oppose school choice often use, but in this case, it's just completely wrong. All of the money that goes to the school is private money.
Mike Shuttle-Offel is executive director of the Kansas Catholic Conference, which speaks for the four Catholic bishops in the state. The Catholic Church was a driving force behind the legislation when it passed last year. The original bill said a student had to be both at risk and attending a failing school. That failing school part was dropped this session. So says Mark Tallman from the KASB, not only does the state lose up to $10 million a year at a time Kansas needs every dime, but it can't track where all those funds go.
And in fact, it appears that someone could simply decide to homeschool their child, receive up to $8,000 in scholarship money, and provide no educational services whatsoever.
The fact is that Catholic schools in Kansas are accredited and, says Shuttle-Offel, test scores are reported to the state. That's not true for all private schools. But, he says, why would anyone want to deny a struggling kid an education that could be better?
Our schools, our Catholic schools, really do a wonderful job with low-income kids. They perform very high with low-income kids. And so we just want to give more parents options with respect to choosing the best education for their kids.
But what happens if we turn off the educational filter and push this story through the politics of the 2015 Kansas legislative session? Why expand the program now?
But at their core, their top priority is the socially conservative agenda.
Michael Smith is a political science professor at Emporia State University who says for many Republicans, it's social issues and not taxes that drive them. It's not just the program that upsets many public school advocates. It's how it got into the tax plan in the first place. It was stuck in during negotiations between the House and Senate, with no hearing in a House committee or a vote on the House floor. Smith says if conservative lawmakers are forced to raise taxes, they can at least go back to their constituents and say they managed to push through legislation expanding access to private and religious schools.
Being able to hit hard the private school voucher issue would help mollify that conservative base.
Of course, at this point, nobody knows what's going to be in the final tax plan that passes the legislature. But some observers say dropping the expansion of this voucher program might be just the thing that helped lure moderates back into a deal. Sam Zeff, KCUR News.